free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Will Coloradans secede? Or rather, North Coloradans, will they secede? That's in the news. We can talk about that.
Yeah, I just heard about this earlier today. I hadn't realized that it was making the news as much as it is.
I don't know if it's making it that much, but it's making the news. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that if we get a chance. Also, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. The We tonight includes me, Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Nathan is on the line in, let's see, Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had a question about something you brought up in the last show. You were talking about the importance of videotaping police and holding them accountable, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, the last segment you were talking about the Keene City Council and how they passed an illegal law that they knew to be illegal.
They have not yet passed the law, but they certainly would do that. They were admitting that they would do it, and they are planning on doing it. They're waiting at this time for the proposed law to be written up by the city attorney.
So that basically sounds like they sort of do what they want, right?
Yep.
So I guess my question is, how is cop blocking? Does cop blocking ultimately depend on electing the right leaders or on voting somehow? Because it's like, say you have videotape of wrongdoing of a police officer doing something illegal, and you take it to a court. They just say, "Oh, well, you know, that doesn't matter. We do what we want."
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, the courts will do what they want, and the cities will generally do what they want. Every now and then, you can get them to do the right thing and overturn a bad no trespass order or something like that. But to actually, you know, hold these bureaucrats accountable in some sort of meaningful way, like punishing them or fining them or whatever, is virtually impossible. But I guess I don't understand your question. How does that have any effect on cop blocking?
Well, because the idea in cop blocking seems to be that you want to deter people's rights from being violated.
Yes,
but
absolutely. I get what you're saying, that, you know, if these courts were more oriented towards people's rights, then that would help cop block. But ultimately, it doesn't matter, I don't think, to cop blockers what happens in the courts later on. I think that, and I don't want to speak for every person that cop blocks, but for me, at least, and I'm a longtime cop blocker, for me, cop blocking is about going out into the streets and helping people in a situation from being, you know, harmed as much as they could be harmed. So I'll give you an example of how this can work. So if you're on the streets, and it can just be you and somebody else, it doesn't have to be a huge crew of people, although I recommend going with a larger group if possible. But if it's just you and somebody else, you can have an effect on a situation where the police are harassing somebody who hasn't done anything wrong. So, for instance, somebody gets pulled over for whatever arbitrary issue it might have been. There was an instance recently where someone was pulled over and was taking a breathalyzer test on the side of the road. They would have probably arrested this person had the cop blockers not been there standing and watching that situation. They actually let the guy walk it off. They actually let this guy walk home from the scene. Whereas had the cop blockers not been there, odds are good they would have put him in handcuffs and taken him down to the station. And there are several examples of things like this happening where you can't prove it, know they changed their behavior.
Well, yours are anecdotal, but the fact is that police departments are trying cameras on police officers right now. Some of the results of cameras, the police's cameras, on the police officers themselves, from Rialto, California, it was a 60%, nearly two-thirds reduction in uses of force. These are pieces of paper that police officers file after they smash the teeth out of somebody's face. And an 80% reduction in complaints on police officers, police brutality complaints.
Those are some pretty hard numbers. Thanks for bringing
those
up. Those
are some damn hard numbers, and that means that, hey, America, this is easy. We can see something like a two-thirds reduction in police officers using force, and we can see a four-fifths reduction of police officers being accused of this kind of behavior.
And that's an important point you made, Mark, but it's also important to point out that those numbers were gotten through the police's own camera system, which in theory they could always do something like, oh, well, we lost the footage.
It wasn't working.
But if it's you and you your cameras, they know they're not going to lose that footage unless, of course, they confiscate your devices. But that's another story. So, no, I don't think that the fact that the court system is terrible and that the cities and the courts and the cops do what they want should deter anyone at all from cop blocking, because I've seen real life examples of how this helps people. One of my favorite examples is one I was involved in, where I don't like to record somebody's scene unless they're okay with it. I don't mm-hmm. feel comfortable doing it otherwise, unless something so egregious is happening that I feel like I have to record it. So it was a night of just striking out. Like, people were just not interested in me being there recording them. I might stay and watch anyway just to keep a pair of eyes on it, but striking out. Like, people, they wanted to be molested in peace. You know, they wanted to be left alone by scammer folks while they were being aggressed against by the police. But later on in that night, and I almost thought about calling it a night at one point, but I didn't. I stayed out. And then later on in that night, there was a car full of black gentlemen who had been pulled over. Now, King, New Hampshire, if you're black, it's probably going to stick out to the police,
yeah.
Because there just aren't that many people who aren't white in Keene, New Hampshire. I think that's one of the problems with living here, but it is what it is. So I stopped there and I asked these guys, as I typically do, hey, you guys all right with me being here recording? They were like, yes, thank you so yeah. much. And for me, that's all I needed. You know, it was just that one interaction that made it the whole night worthwhile. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts, Nathan.
I'm sorry, you said most of the people did not want you to tape them?
On that particular night,
it
just depends.
They're out drunk. They're getting, you know, they're embarrassed for being stopped.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want their video to show up on YouTube so mom sees it or something like that.
Or they just don't feel comfortable with the potential challenge to authority. I mean, there was an evening here in Keene a few years ago. During the winter, we have an overnight winter parking ban. A police officer had put a ticket on my car. I went out and I said, can you explain this to me? I
Is this the one with the barking dog constantly?
Yeah. And additionally,
the cop's
a few people, it was the canine.
Or like 3 a.m.
I think it was 2:00. Yeah. I hadn't been parked, but 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And there was a ticket on my car as soon as I came out, and the running cruiser right next to it. I said, well, hey, wait a minute, just to talk to him, the issuing police officer. And he refused to speak to me unless I instructed the people who were taping the situation from the sidewalk shut off their cameras.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
And I said, I'm not going to tell them what to do. I'm speaking to you. What is this? And he said, I'm not speaking to you. I said, well, I guess I'll see you in court then.
And then you burned the ticket
and
as you drove away.
I burned the ticket. Yeah, sure did. Sure did.
That was awesome. So, Nathan?
It was a good night.
Yeah. Well, it also, there was some, did you hear about this? There was something in Austin recently along the same lines that they were talking about it on Peace News Now, maybe something about a city council or like a town hall meeting to talk about police abuse. And one of the speakers was talking about how, you know, like you have to believe in the system or something. Did you hear that?
No, I missed that one.
Well, it was something. It was, they're protesting police abuse in Austin, and mm-hmm. and the segment was talking about different ways to handle it. And I thought, well, what if they videotape them, or what if they go in, like, what if the people who are being abused went in groups of two or three and videotaped all their encounters with the police, and then how would that make a difference? And it didn't really seem to be something that was like on people's minds. It was mostly about, like, you know, can one bureaucrat get rid of another one, or can the police chief step down, or can we, you know, vote new people in?
Yeah, that working through the system kind of things.
Right.
There's certainly no stranger to videotaping police in Austin. There's the Peaceful Streets Project there, and they're very active, as I understand it, hitting the streets on a fairly regular basis.
They had a big group out last week.
Well, they had a big group out because they had a convention in
right.
town, which
and
was awesome.
And they had 500 people in to show up at the convention.
They had about 30 folks out on the streets doing cop blocking on one of those nights, and that was awesome. And it was a real example of how successful activism can be when you concentrate people together, which is, of course, the point behind the Free State Project. Hey, let's move liberty people to the same place so we can hold these bureaucrats accountable. And I thank you, by the way, Nathan, for the call and the thoughts tonight. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Cop block / cop watch, whatever you want to call it, it works.
Accountability, absolutely.
Yeah. Holding these people accountable, it works. More coming up. You can share your thoughts, your experiences. It's Free Talk Live.
going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Take control, toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you, including the mobile site. We've got m.freetalklive.com that will take you to live listening links, and also those links work when we're not live. They're constantly. There's the latest episode of Free Talk Live on those streams. You can tune them in at m.freetalklive.com, and you'll also get access to our podcast there. And again, that's m.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoinstore.com is the lowest price way you're going to be able to get online electronics. They've got prices that are, they're straight wholesale. They're not marking them up at all from Ingram Micro, the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. Nearly everything on the site is wholesale priced. Why? How in the world could a How can a company possibly offer wholesale prices on consumer electronics devices and not make any markup? Well, because BitcoinStore.com is in it for the spreading the ideas of Bitcoin. Because here's the catch: you have to use bitcoins to buy things from BitcoinStore.com. You mayn't use U.S. dollars or euros or rubles or whatever other fiat currency the world might toss your way. It's only bitcoins at bitcoinstore.com. By the way, they've got really great shipping. It's free shipping over $100, $5 for anything below $100.
Last I checked, that was accurate, yeah.
Yep. And you can have it shipped anywhere. It's not like you have to have a shipping. You know, there's just a shipping address. Just put it down there. You don't have to have a
name. No check.
Yeah, there's no name like you have with a credit card when you purchase online. So whatever
that's
you want
to
purchase.
Because with bitcoins, the money's there.
That's right. Like
when you send that money, it's there.
And That's a real advantage when it comes to dealing with BitcoinStore.com, because nobody can track what packages you're getting or anything like that. It's a real advantage. BitcoinStore.com.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Joe listening in Athens, Ohio, to WAIS. Hey, Joe.
Oh, good evening. Okay, I got Welcome. Ian and Mark, and is that
and
young
Nemi.
Lady still there?
Nemi's yeah. here. Yes.
What's her name? I'm sorry.
Nemi.
Oh, hey, you seem like the smartest one in the room. I'm sorry. No, I appreciate your succinct comments or questions that you raised. I was listening earlier when I was driving, and then I meant to call earlier, but I wanted to try to tie together the whole idea of the Constitution and the law and Bradley Manning and his oath that he took. And you were correct when you said he swore an oath to the Constitution. So I agree that, you know, that oath to the Constitution, the president's, the third on the list?
Yeah, he's a ways down.
Well,
he's certainly not first. I believe he's second, but I don't have it pulled up in front of me, and I can't remember off the top of my head.
He's the commander in chief, and he's the top of the chain of command, as they call it. Technically, I'm a veteran, but I was a peacetime veteran in the National Guard in the 80s, and I quit when Ronald Reagan was president because we were blowing up nuclear bombs in the earth. And I realized, you know, I really do believe in the Constitution and freedom and truth. And I don't believe that our government necessarily represents that anymore.
I think they're domestic enemies, personally.
I would absolutely agree with you. And I'm not sure exactly how we can, well, exactly what to do about it. But I think we each, as individuals, need to assess our situations and do what we can to address the situation. But Bradley Manning did break the rules. And, in fact, I think he got off kind of light, in a way.
He absolutely did. Go ahead. You first. You called.
Well, no, I say, okay, 35 years, that sounds good on mainstream media, but really he's eligible for Pro-8. He's young. He's idealistic. And if you listen to the comments that he made, like, to his lawyer after he got sentenced, you know, he said, I accept that. You know, he was ready to go.
Well, what else
forever.
Is he going to say? You better accept it, because if you don't accept it, it's not going to do you any good.
This is right. And this is, I read something that he was consoling his attorney, because his attorney was so upset. And that's a real mark of an individual for me. I was raised in a military family. I come from a very, very staunchly military family. And so to become active in the liberty community is really... I feel so conflicted because I remember my colonel dad saying exactly what Mark had said, that you follow your orders and you follow your orders blindly. And I believe Ingrid had made that kind of allusion as well. But on the flip side, I also think, you know, did Manning do this for the good of the country? Was he doing this as dedicated to the Constitution? And I read in an article somewhere that the presiding judge had commented kind of to his intent, and it was one of the articles related to the treason charge or aiding the enemy, and was it simply enough that Manning may have thought that Osama would take comfort from knowing the secrets had been revealed? I mean, that is really just nuts to me. That's much different than handing state secrets to a Russian spy than just imagining some terrorist in a cave somewhere taking comfort in the fact that this these secret diplomatic cables were released. But I think where I ultimately come down to is, yes, he did disobey orders. He did release secrets, and so that is a breach of his contract that he made himself in taking the oath. So there is a military price to pay for that. Now, 35 years, I don't agree that that's sufficient, that's appropriate, but I certainly see that the government threw the book at him because they are the level of disclosure that was made here was huge. He disclosed a whole database versus just little tiny pieces of information, and the government needs to make an example of him so no one thinks about doing this again or dares to think about doing this again, and I think that's really unfortunate.
35 years is what they're saying on mainstream media, but he is eligible for parole in 8 years.
Well, whether he gets it or not.
Somebody asked, what can we do? And I plan to call my state or my senators, not my state senators, my senators from Ohio and say, not only should they say, hey, this guy's a whistleblower. He didn't release any real state secrets. He released information that highlighted the negligence, and I'm saying, I'm putting that in a nicer light.
Yeah,
of what our tax dollars are going for. Okay, so I think there is ways that we can put some pressure on the system to see that he can, pay his dues and yet still have a life and get out of jail before he's 40. On the other hand, I'm also going to talk to my state senators about what's going on in Syria. How convenient that there was a chemical attack by the bad guys by the Syrian government right before they're supposed to have inspections. I mean, that just, that's another one I haven't heard y'all mention.
No, I didn't even know about that.
Oh, yeah, well...
Free Talk Live has a real difficult time focusing... I mean, you kind of have to do one or the other. It's really hard to do the foreign and domestic thing. And people tend to care the most about domestic stuff because it's their life.
Oh, some nights we talk only about international news. Sometimes. It all depends. Thanks, Joe. And you can always bring stuff up. Thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. And, if you don't feel like we're covering something you think's important, just call right in.
It's true.
855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you are invited, as always, to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. News updates, we've got them. You can get signed up for emailed updates, which will be the most important updates about the show. And then also you can follow us via Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and then get updates during the show. Maybe news articles we're discussing, questions we might want to ask you that you can interact with over at news.freetalklive.com. That'll link you over to all of those things. Again, that's news.freetalklive.com.
Get your precious metals at gold.freetalklive.com. Not only are you going to get some of the best prices available at gold.freetalklive.com, and work with a great company, Midas Resources, with whom we've done business for many years, but you're going to help Free Talk Live in the process. They've got over there many gold coins and pieces and silver, whatever it is that you're looking for. I, by the way, like the bag of 1,000 mercury dimes. I like it for the purpose of being able to do business in silver. I've done it. I enjoy being able to do business in silver. And some of my friends with whom I can do business, they appreciate it too. So whether you want precious metals for an investment or for a barter currency like I do, or a hedge against inflation, whatever your reason is, it's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so once again, 855-450-FREE to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Webkeys in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Webkeys.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, so I was calling about the guy that had called in earlier, John, about his court case. Yeah, so I have a little bit more information about what he was going to talk about. The case that he was, I just got some emails about it. I'm not going to like read them or anything, but from what I've skimmed through, the case was about driving a car. I'm thinking maybe it was without a license or without registration or something mm-hmm. like that. And I think what he was going to say was that his success was that he successfully got a ruling that, that said that he didn't have to, he wasn't required to pay court fees to file in court.
Yeah, he was filing some sort of a case, and it wasn't really, we didn't get to the point of really finding out what the thrust of that was, because he ended up saying BS on the air, and we had to drop his call. But yeah, I thought I might have known who it was, and I know he is a freedom to travel activist. So yeah, it sounds like he was approved to file a case without paying fees to file the case. So good on him. That sounds like an exciting court decision.
Yeah, I think it's definitely something that other people will be able to use in the future. There's certain wording that I read that I don't think is necessarily the best way to do it, but he's definitely got the right motivation. He's got the right idea. And
if that's something that people can duplicate, it'd be very, very valuable, because right now it's very difficult to file a case. It costs, you know, a couple hundred bucks. And yep. Not everybody has a couple hundred bucks. They will demand that you file some sort of indigency form to get them to waive the fees.
But and then they won't do that either.
But what he was saying was that he did not want to file the indigency form, mm-hmm. And nor should you have to. And nor should I, if I can afford the $200, have to pay the $200, because justice is supposed to be provided free of charge.
Well, I don't agree with that statement. I don't think that
it says it in the New Hampshire Constitution.
That doesn't make it right. You said that should, and I would contend that justice is a commodity that people should purchase. If you want me to
As long as you're forced to use a government monopoly, it should be free of charge.
Oh, I concur with you completely. If the government is going to claim a monopoly over something, then they
it is.
then they have.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about, under that circumstance.
I just want to make it clear that I don't think justice should be free.
Webkeys, anything else you want to share about this?
Yeah, that's I'm pretty much told you everything I know. I agree that, you know, if the government's forcing you to use their version of justice, then definitely it should be free. I don't think it should exist at all.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. Ike is in Kentucky. Ike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, Ian, Mark, and Emmy.
Hey, hello. What's on your mind, Ike?
I've got a 3-year-old, and I'm like a libertarian like you guys, and I consider myself pretty scientific, and just wondering what you guys think about vaccines. You know, the schools are kind of pressuring me to get my son vaccinated, and I think there's probably some legitimacy to some of the vaccines, but there's just so many, I really don't know what to do, and it's impossible to find, you know, the truth, because you have the pharmaceutical companies with their big budgets saying it's safe, and the government saying it's safe, and you have other people saying, you know, it gives you autism. I don't know who to believe.
Well, I really appreciate that you've called in and asked in this way. Usually when people call in about vaccines, it's one way or the other, and they're beating they've got a real axe to grind, and they don't want to hear anything. First off, I'd say that, I think that vaccines probably do the things that they purport to do, which is minimize the chances of you getting whatever disease it is you've been vaccinated for. And it also provides a sort of herd immunity, so that when more people have it, it makes it less likely it's going to, because you can still get the disease even though you've been vaccinated for it. That can happen.
Yeah.
However, every medicine has effects, and some of those effects are going to work poorly with people. I have had allergic reactions to vaccines, and twice in taking them, and it bothers me greatly. So,
like serious reactions,
nearly dead reactions, yeah. And many vaccine advocates will be just like, you don't know what you're talking about, and they'll begin to foam at the mouth, and because it suggests that because I chose not to give my child, who, you know, has my genes, vaccines, that somehow I should have my child taken away from me because it's child abuse and that kind of thing. Anybody who's that far on the scale can't be spoken to. Same with the people on the other end, where you can show scientifically, look, vaccines, they're not containing, they don't have to contain the mercury anymore. They don't have the thimerosal, and it's not what it was. Now, I had a problem with vaccines given early on. especially when you're talking about just an infant, an eight-pound child being given vaccines. And one of the reasons they're given the vaccines the way they are, this big shot of vaccines, like 30 vaccines at once, is because they don't know if they'll ever see the kid again or not. The doctors don't know, so it's just basically, well, let's get it taken care of now. If my kid was three, speaking and walking and doing all the things a three-year-old does, and I've got video of that, and I'm comfortable saying that, look, my kid's developing normally, and then I'd have some comfort in myself to know that, look, at least I know that. Now, if their school's pressuring, that means it's a public school. I'd like to recommend that nothing's worth sending your kid to a public school.
Does it mean it's a public school? Are there no private schools that put this pressure on?
It's actually a private daycare, but they will refuse his admission without the vaccine.
Okay. Well, thanks for that clarity there. And, one thing, you're not going to get great customer service from an organization that is legally protected from any kind of lawsuit against them. So these vaccine, the companies, the vaccine manufacturers, they don't have to pay out of pocket when they make mistakes or they make a bad product. That's a very dangerous thing. If your child gets, if something bad happens to your child, an effect of a vaccine, which, is a statistical possibility, then you really don't have any place to go. And that's a really uncomfortable feeling. Now, I don't know. Every parent has to make their own decisions. When you think about polio, when was the last case of polio in the United States? When was the last case of tetanus? And the fact is that the numbers that I've seen, it's been a long darn time. So what are your chances of getting these things?
I don't know if any of that makes your decision any easier, Ike, but thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can take control of the airwaves.
Measles is breaking out, though.
Coming up, what did WikiLeaks reveal about Bradley Manning? Mark's got the rundown. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
Success.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though, it's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN WGN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, and please, if you support Free Talk Live, one of the most important things you can do for us is to shop. You're going to do your online shopping anyway. If you do it through the links at shop.freetalklive.com, you're getting the same great deals that you're used to, say from Amazon, for instance. But Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So instead of Amazon keeping all the profit from their sale, they cut us a portion. And it's a pretty decent portion. It's like 7 or 8% on most items. So if you get your shopping done through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, it's the same shopping experience you're used to, and you help Free Talk Live all at the same time. So it's win-win for everybody. Shop.freetalklive.com. All right, so we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We've been off and on throughout the show tonight talking about Bradley Manning. I do want to get to that story, but there was, a further question from Ike who had just called. I guess he got in the chat room and pointed out he wanted to hear all of our opinions about vaccines, and it was mostly Mark's opinions. So, Nemi, your thoughts?
I don't have an opinion on vaccines. I don't have kids.
Yeah, that's why I ceded to Mark on this. I really... For me to have a strong opinion about this would be to suggest that I'd done some level of research right into it, and I haven't. I mean, we've had people calling over the years on Free Talk Live making claims about vaccines, so I've certainly heard many of the claims about them. And he's the one with the child. He's the one who's done the due diligence of actually looking into this. I know just offhand, without being researched, it makes me uncomfortable.
Well, you can't look into this.
No, I mean, right.
That's the difficulty of certain things on the internet.
Same thing with a GMO, right?
You basically have to have faith in somebody. You know, do you have faith in the vaccine companies that do the research and the peer reviewing that goes on there? Well, when I've had a bad reaction to vaccines in my own personal life, and then people that support that position tell me that I'm nuts after it happening twice, I have no connection to that point of view. To me, it's an issue of, the first, you do no harm. That's the Hippocratic Oath, and that's what I decided to do. Now, I would have gone ahead and said, fine, at 2 or at 4 or something like that, I would have done the vaccines, but I wanted not to do them right at birth. And that's what we did, and up to this point, we haven't done it. My wife's much more adamant about vaccines than I am.
Adamant against?
Yes, adamant against. So...
So, yeah, I mean, that's just how I feel. I would be concerned about it. If I were a parent, I would be genuinely concerned. Like, I don't want to put anything foreign into my son or daughter's body. That would concern me a lot. And I would have to really be assuaged to, I think, be in favor of the idea of vaccines. Although I can understand, you know, when the market forces are in action here, in this case, he wants to, the guy who called, Ike, wanted to send his son to a preschool, and the preschool was going to require, privately run preschool was going to require vaccines.
As that's is their right, prerogative. As far as I'm concerned. Yeah,
that's their prerogative. That's their right as running a business. They feel like that's something they need to do, then that's something they should do. And if you feel like you've got to send your son to that daycare, then I guess you've got to get him vaccinated. Or maybe you can come up with another option.
Well, and what you could do is you could choose to get the vaccines one at a time.
Okay. That so as to not load them up.
Yeah. I mean, some people are concerned about that. For me, that was the biggest concern, is just sort of all of them at once in such a small body.
Yeah. And they're not as bad. There's a way more of them now than there was when we were kids, right?
Yeah.
Now, may I clarify something with you, Mark?
Okay.
I believe in the last segment you had said that tetanus had been eradicated.
So I read a book, and this is the difficulty when it comes to, these vaccine things, is that I think it was during World War II, there were 4 cases of tetanus in the military. 2 of the people had been vaccinated. So when you think about all of the people that were running around in all of those muddy, awful places all over Southeast Asia and through the islands and the archipelagos and things like that, and that there were 4 cases. Now, this is a book, and that's the problem, is you read something and you don't know, say somebody lying? You don't know.
Well, I'm looking at the CDC website because I had not heard that, so I wanted to go take a look and see what I could find. During 1998 to 2000, an average of 43 cases of tetanus were reported annually. The average annual incidence was 0.16 cases per million. Highest average annual incident of reported tetanus was among persons aged 60 years or younger, persons of Hispanic ethnicity, and other statistics.
Okay. So about 43 cases a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be interested to know, I, as we said, I don't know that much about vaccines. Is it a live vaccine? Is it a dead vaccine? I don't know, but I wanted to clarify that.
Sure. Appreciate it.
There you go. I guess those are the answers. So the toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to share your thoughts on this issue, but it's one of those issues where no matter what you say, it's not going to be the final statement. It's not going to be like a definite, well, that's the answer. Because as you pointed out, there are people who have very firm positions on this, and they all have plans and studies.
I'd be a lot more comfortable with vaccines if the companies that manufacture them could be brought to court.
Liability.
And have liability for their actions. And they
can't. That's, to me, like a red flag, right? Like if somebody is
that
protected.
That doesn't mean it's bad, though.
But it's a red flag.
Yeah.
If somebody's protected from liability, you have to ask yourself, why is that? Well, it's because they know that some people are going to have nasty reactions to this. It's just part and parcel of the fact that people's bodies are different.
This happens with every drug. Every drug has reactions, and people die from there's more people that die every year from properly taking their prescribed drugs than from all the overdoses of all the illegal drugs combined.
It's true. So there you have it. Bradley Manning, we've been discussing his case throughout the show tonight, sentenced to 35 years in a military brig. Maybe we'll have a potential at parole after something like 8 years. That doesn't mean he'll get it. That just means he might be, possibly able to get it. So certainly nothing to cheer about, nothing to be excited about. It's pretty awful.
Appeal in place, I believe.
There is the possibility of appeal, and from what I was told today, if he is unsuccessful at the appeal judge cannot sentence him worse or more stringently than he is currently sentenced.
So he's not vacating his. No, he's not. No. Right. Yes, he could not.
So there's all that, and maybe, there's also a very, very small chance, probably like 0.0001% chance that Barack Obama will pardon him. So those are some things that are going on. And the question I'd asked earlier is, what can you do about it? Well, you could go and sign that petition. I don't really know where you would go to do it. I'm sure if you search for Bradley Manning petition pardon, you probably would pull that up. You can sign that.
Credo.
The Credo?
I believe that's what it's called, the website that's running it.
Oh, okay. So that's something that you
I signed up with them to serve a portion of Bradley Manning's sentence if they allowed that to be done. So.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to allow that.
I didn't think it was much of a risk on my part, but I was willing
that's
to say that.
That's more of a political statement than anything else.
It really is, but it, at that point, enough people had signed up, it would have been like three days in jail or something like that. I'll do double that to get Bradley Manning out.
That's true. That's not bad at all. So there are those things, you know, those kind of beg the politician approaches. The gentleman called earlier said he was going to call his senator and, you know, bitch him out over this. Those are all things you can do. How effective they will be is another question. But what about opting out? You know, what about withdrawing your support, both material and mental, from this system? You know, you have to look at what they've done to Bradley Manning, what they would like to do to Edward Snowden, and all these other folks who, you know, have put their freedom on the line to try to advance some level of accountability and transparency and liberty in our lifetime. And these guys have really risked it all. I mean, Edward Snowden could be disappeared. Bradley Manning, he's not going to be disappeared, most likely, but he's going to be gone for a long time. And these people put a lot on the line to bring you this information. And are you going to change anything about how you behave as a result of it? I mean, how many depredations of the state, how many murders must they commit? How many terrible things must they be involved with before you will pull your support from them? And I mean by support, I mean financial, in that you don't pay them voluntarily in any way, shape, or form. And then mental, in that you don't believe you're part of them, that you have withdrawn from participating in their system as much as you possibly can to essentially declare your own personal secession. North Colorado talking about seceding, that's cool, that's a cool story, but what about you seceding from the United States? Not that you necessarily have to renounce your citizenship or anything like that. I'm not talking about go through some kind of governmental process. I just mean in your mind and in your words to other human beings to not speak as though you're part of the government, this myth that we're the government, you know, to change the way that you speak about them and make sure that it's clear that they are not you and the things that they're doing are not being done in your name. And then also hopefully withdrawing your money from them so you're not contributing actively to the state. Not only withdraw your money, but also try to use alternative currencies as well. Bitcoin, silver, anything else that's not the U.S. dollar, because as long as you're still using their money to some extent, you're still part of that system. It's pretty difficult to completely stop using their money, but there are people who have done, they've gone that far. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I brought this up on my Facebook profile, and of course it was called out by people who had all manner of things to say critical about that. We'll come back with more.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.